We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You better be a fake ass Charlamagne.
Some donkey today just started himself.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
Comic donkey.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
Comic donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 14th is you. Okay? If the Puma fits, you're going to wear it today. See, Valentine's Day, the day that is for the lover in you, the day that is for you and your lover. Okay? Salute to everyone out there who has a Valentine. Drop on the clues, mom's for you. All right? How do you feel about Valentine's Day? 13% of people say it's their favorite holiday. 6% of people say they hate it. 5% say it's the most depressing day of the year. 4% say they are more into Singles Awareness Day. 10% of people say they are single and loving it. 9% of people buy candy and flowers for themselves on Valentine's Day. That's self-love. I respect it. Okay, 23% of single women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than their romantic partner. Only 7% of men say the same. 49% of Americans treat their pets on Valentine's. Treat their pets to what? All right, we got to watch those people because they might be taking doggy style literally. I'm reading you all these stats because God really put a word on my heart this morning and I must deliver. Did you know, just hilarious, that Valentine's Day is less popular among men than women? 13% of men say Valentine's Day is their favorite holiday. 8% of men absolutely hate it. Meanwhile, 13% of women claim Valentine's Day is their favorite holiday compared to just 5% who hate it. Women enjoy fight a single life more than men do. Only 9% of women are single and actively searching for a boyfriend, compared to 13% of men who say they are single and want a girlfriend. I want to talk to y'all today, and I want you to know that what I'm about to say is coming from a place of love. Okay, it's rooted in love. If you've been listening to the Breakfast Club for years, then you know historically on Valentine's Day, I have given donkey to people who don't have nobody. And it's not that I was shaming people for not having nobody. Plenty of people don't have nobody and they're happy. Okay, it's by choice. The people I would give donkey of the day to is the folks who didn't have nobody and would try to downplay those of us that do. Don't bah humbug on Valentine's Day because you single. Don't be the Grinch that stole Valentine's Day. You mad because at some point in your life you fell in love with somebody and then found out they pronounced Valentine's Valentine's. And now you mad, okay? Now you mad, all right? You mad at everybody who got a boo. You mad at the 85% of women that will be purchasing Valentine's Day cards. You mad at the 73% of flowers that will be purchased by men today. Sit your heart-shaped, candy-hating ass down and let me talk to you because I have a word that you may not want to hear, but it's going to change your life. God told me to tell you that the reason you don't have a Valentine, the reason you don't have a significant other, a husband, a wife, a life partner, whatever you want to call it, the reason you don't have any of those things is simply because you're a terrible, toxic person. Okay? All right? It is Valentine for you to acknowledge that there is a problem and the problem is you. Okay? As is the case with most problems, the first step is acknowledging that your behavior is harmful to people. See, we're so accustomed to directing our attention outward that it's hard to go inward and admit we the problem. Okay, men, women, they's, folks got all these reasons why they single. All right, not finding the right person, chasing the wrong person, choosing the wrong partners. Have you ever stopped to think that you're not the right person? That you're the wrong partner? Huh? You the wrong partner somebody chose. See, so many of us have done zero work on ourselves. We not going to no therapy. We haven't even thought about going on a journey of healing. We have all this unhealed trauma, all this baggage, and God is protecting people from you. Oh, they don't want to hear this morning, okay? They don't want to hear what I'm telling them on Valentine's Day, okay? Your relationships don't work because you haven't. It is time to identify your toxic traits. And once you identify your toxic traits, it is important to take responsibility for your actions and make a commitment to change. It's that unhealed trauma that you haven't dealt with that got you absolutely refusing to go on a first date to Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Olive Garden, the movies, coffee dates, ice cream dates, a bar just for drinks. You remember that stupid ass list when they surveyed every single hurt human in America and they didn't want to go anywhere on a first date? You know why that was? Because those people aren't happy with themselves. One of the main symptoms of unresolved trauma is lack of trust and difficulty opening up to other people. The reason you don't want to go anywhere is because it scares you to death to have to sit with somebody and have a conversation. You're afraid you're going to get found out. You are afraid you're going to have to look someone in the eyes. And when they look you in the eyes, they're going to see something you don't want them to see. Don't try to act, you know, like Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Waffle House, and sporting events did something to you. No, no, no. This is on you. This is why they say your trauma may not be your fault, but healing your trauma is absolutely your responsibility. Because in life, we attract what we are. And if you're not about nothing, you're not going to attract nothing. Now, let's not focus on just the trauma of it all right now. Let's just focus on the fact you might just be a horrible person. Okay, I don't know why you horrible. Some of y'all just not good people. Some of y'all just have piss poor character. And a strong indicator of piss poor character is how someone behaves when they are shown to be wrong about something. Folks who always deflect or blame others or change the subject or lash out, that's just a display. Okay, that's just a display of an absence of personal responsibility, which is definitely a sign of being less than a good person. So when you talk to yourself about being alone on Valentine's Day, don't go blaming other people. Okay, stop acting like there's no good partners out there, because if you see the world that way, I promise it's you. Some of y'all too self-centered, okay? And there's nothing wrong with putting your needs first. Self-care, putting yourself first is crucial because you can't help nobody if you're in need of help yourself. But if you're always thinking about yourself and your own needs and you never consider the feelings of other people, then you might have some issues you need to address. If you neglect the needs of the people you are closest to, such as your children and other family members and friends, then why, oh why, would you get blessed with a Valentine or a Valentine? Okay? Donkey of the day, today is you. It's your fault. You the reason this is happening to you. Terrible men get with terrible women and have terrible relationships. Fix your Please let Remy Ma give all a single because they are terrible humans. The biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
It's you.
I hope you got security today. You're going to get punched in the head again.
Yeah, you're going to get slapped. It's crazy. He don't even know who he work with. You don't know all the single people you work
crazy.
With, bro?
Crazy.
I was talking to all of them. I was subbing all of them.
I see. All the producers single. They probably pissed off at you right now.
Well, they need to look in the mirror.
Damn.
I'm not saying I'm talking to them.
you just said you was talking to them.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
Well, accountability is something that people should take now. Yes. And I remember being in a relationship. I was being in relationships. I was one of those people. I wasn't a good person for a long time, but I also didn't know who I was and what I wanted. This is when I was young. I was dating older guys. I was just dating for the money. Didn't dating up for the money. I was getting whatever I could for me and my son. Believe that. Lights was off. What's up? $1,000. Yeah. Like all that. Everything. And then I was with, I had relationships, one relationship with a good guy. Cheated on him, all that. So I definitely.
Damn.
You understand what I'm talking about?
I do understand. And I was once a bad person.
That's right.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
You're a good person and you're blessed. I'm going to tell you something. Jess the realist. I heard Jess say in a meeting the other day. I don't even know why she volunteered this information. She was like, I've been quit hoeing. I'm like, what?
First of all.
You did say that. I was like, what? What?
She did.
Why'd she tell the executive that?
It was like, I don't know why she. Don't ever say I just be blurting out stuff
you
like
did.
That. No, we was talking about my journey. I said, at the beginning. Yeah, I was hoeing, you know, but then I stopped. You
then know, I stopped.
Because I grew into who I was.
That's right.
I evolved.
There you go.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsdorf. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.